All right, it is news time. Kev's gone today. News is brought to you by Spokane County Commute Smart Northwest. I should let you know that there's a couple of streets that are closing right now at 7 o'clock this morning until 5 o'clock this afternoon. There's a section of Wall and a section of Washington that will be closed all day while they resurface. Just like closed them
in
off.
In Spokane?
So. Yes, sir. So
road construction?
Weird.
Here?
Yeah.
Who would have thought? During the day? On a north-south street?
Wow.
Get out of here. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it.
And you will see it.
Every day. Kev loves to do the weekend box office on Monday mornings, so I will humor his enjoyment for it real quickly. Here were the movies that did well over the weekend. At number three, that Angel Has Fallen movie finished with $4.4 million. The movie Hustlers, the new Jennifer Lopez movie, came in at second with $33.2 million. And the movie It Chapter 2, spooky, $40.7 million was the number one movie in the box office over the weekend. Jay, did you watch a movie this week?
No, I have not seen one since The Angel Has Fallen. Is Rambo Last Blood come out this weekend?
I actually have no clue.
Okay.
I would have to do a Google search on it. Let me see. Rambo.
I saw previews last night, which made me think it's got to be close, right?
Rambo Last Blood, yes, comes out this weekend. Rambo Last Blood is the ultimate football preview.
Yeah, it's made to be played. The preview's made to be played during an NFL game.
It's for like, sure. Watch a guy who absolutely annihilates everyone while you watch guys absolutely annihilate each other.
Are you interested?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
100%. The last movie was one of my favorite movie experiences I've had in a theater, the last Rambo movie, because everyone who went to it, you know, at this point, Rambo, it's kind of a, what's the word? It's not really, you're not really going to see a great movie. You're kind of going to live in the past and it's nostalgic.
You're
right?
Going because you've seen the other ones and you feel like now you have to.
Yes. So at the last one, Jay, 7-8 years ago, whenever Rambo would do something on the screen, everyone in the theater cheered because everyone's there for the same reasons. It's like we're there to see over the top, kind of silly Sylvester Stallone doing things that are improbable. You want the most over-the-top things. So something would happen, and everyone was like, yeah, Rambo! A lot of guys.
Oh, yeah, right.
A lot of guys in the theater.
Shocker.
It was really weird. Real, there was just a lot of testosterone.
Real surprising.
So, I'm very interested in that Rambo Last Blood that opens this weekend. I didn't do any movies this week. I did finally get into Stranger Things Season 2.
Oh, okay.
So that I can get caught up on that and really enjoyed it. Go watch that on the airplane. And really, really enjoyed it. I tried to get a picture yesterday in the airplane where they had the airplane with the TVs on the back of the seat.
Yeah.
And I was on the aisle, so I could see down the aisle, and I could kind of see what people were watching.
Oh, sure.
On the right side. And there was a moment where the guy next to me and all four seats in front of him were watching a Marvel movie.
Oh, wow.
So four of them were watching Avengers Endgame. And one guy was watching the movie Logan, the Wolverine movie, which is a Marvel movie. So there was four movie screens along the aisle. All of them were on either Avengers or Logan. Everyone was watching a Marvel movie. And I thought, yeah, they make some money.
Yeah. And you know what? Fun plane watch because you got maybe a long flight. The movies are a little long. Why not?
The person next to me had, I felt bad. I mean, I had my phone. I had Stranger Things on there. So I was locked in. I didn't need any help finding a show. He started four different movies.
Just couldn't find one he liked.
Yeah, he would watch like 20 minutes and then he'd get frantic and he'd touch the screen and, you know, wow. Scroll around and start another movie. He started four different movies.
Man, I feel you're a little anxious on the plane if you're doing that.
He settled on Screen Off, which is even the best part of it.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to talk real quick about Granger Smith because this was pretty big news from over the weekend. Granger Smith finally came out and made a post about what happened. Of course, his son passed away from a terrible drowning accident. And there's not been a lot from Granger Smith about this. He's been touring. And he finally posted something on social media that everyone could read. And I think he's really interesting, Jay. That's a big deal.
Oh, I mean, his son was like three.
Yeah.
Just a terribly sad story.
And so
I could see him never saying anything. You know what I mean?
Jay,
where he just couldn't do it.
100%. So he made this post. And it said, I haven't said much on social media or socials lately. It's not that I don't have anything to say. It's more that most things just don't seem important enough to share.
Right.
We all know that social media has become a mask, a highlight reel per se, that we can hide behind and appear to promote our best moments of our best days. That stuff doesn't matter. That's why I enjoy continuing the Smiths channel on YouTube, because I can turn on the camera and talk like we're friends in the same room. No mask. Amber, that's his wife, has continued to post on socials, and I'm blown away by her ability to be so real, raw, and engaging in her captions and pictures. Once upon a time, I had the way with words in our relationship, but now I'm letting her speak for us both. We certainly see the world with our masks off now. Each night I find myself looking at our faces in our crowd, or looking out at the faces in our crowd, and thinking about all the different stories, all the hidden struggles. We need each other. Sorry for the random ranting. Needless to say, I still have to pay bills, promote a tour, and promote a lifestyle brand apparel line. And I'll get back to talking about that one day. I love too much not to. All that said, know this. Life is a storm. Realizing that makes it easier to be grateful for the rays of sunshine. I love Granger Smith.
Wow, yeah, that's...
I love him. He is, I think, such a cool dude. He's fun. We've had a chance to talk to him.
Oh, for sure.
He loves his music. He does not take it super seriously like a lot of people we've met do. He really enjoys the fun of it. And I like that about him. And he is such a great family guy. Now, I hadn't discovered his YouTube channel with his family called The Smiths. So I went on there, and his latest video, he talks a little bit about him and his wife. Here's Granger Smith. If you don't like Granger or you didn't know much about him, here is just a likable human being talking about how he and his wife are going to take their anniversary trip, and I just think he's a cool dude.
It's like an hour, and then Amber is going to fly from Austin to Detroit tomorrow. I'll meet her, and then we're going to leave out for this little Europe anniversary trip. This is about, you know, me and Amber and our anniversary, but it's also about kind of decompressing. This will be our first time we really got to spend alone this summer. And she needs that. I need that. We need to be together. We need to kind of dig up some stuff. We'll probably have some sad moments. We'll probably have some high points. We've been writing journal entries to our kids for the last 7 years, and so we started it on this trip. So we'll continue on this trip, and it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's going to be good for both of us.
That's as real as it gets, right there.
That's real.
Yeah.
Also, I think that's a really cool thing that he and his wife.
Yeah, good for them. That's a great idea.
They started with their first kid. Sounds like journaling.
Yeah.
To their kids. With, I'm sure, hopes to at some point give those journals
sure,
to their kids.
Of course, yeah.
Which I just think, I mean, I get overly emotional about this stuff right now because my wife is pregnant.
Right.
So that stuff kind of hits home. But I just think that's a dude right there that is worth supporting.
And he gets to take as much time as he wants. I mean, I feel like, you know, sometimes, all public people feel the need to, sometimes they feel pressured to rush back into what it is that they have done because, like he said, unfortunately, you know, you got a job, everybody's got to go back to work.
And pay the bills, like you said.
And his is a very public job, you know, very much out in front of people, and that makes it harder sometimes. But yeah, thankfully they've allowed him to just, you know, whatever you need, time-wise.
And a job, like you said, Jerry, he's in public, and he doesn't really get to be... Especially Granger Smith, if you've ever seen a Granger Smith
yes,
show.
Yes, right.
He's the guy who at the end of his show does his Earl Dibbles Jr., where he dresses up with the overalls and smash a beer can on his forehead. Like,
right.
He's just wild. He's a wild man. Especially for a guy like that, he has to be on in a positive way, right? And you think about that.
He plays a goofy character
in
some
June.
Yeah, it's hard to be goofy when real life sneaks in.
Really cool guy. And that was on his Instagram. You can go read, if you want to read the post, share it. It's really cool. He's very inspirational. Granger Smith is on Instagram. And that YouTube page is called The Smiths. And it's really fun because it's his wife talks a lot too on it. And Granger's on it. And they're just real. And they just share their life. It's really cool. YouTube. So anyways, there's some Granger Smith stuff for you. And I just, he's still going to be in our thoughts a lot. And I know he's coming to Spokane in a little bit. He'll be here later this year. And that will be a really cool show to get to see him and,
and support him. And I hope the crowd shows up and really gives him a lot of love.
Yeah, we've watched Craig Morgan come out recently with his song, and then and then Granger coming out, and it's two tragic situations that I think both have felt the support of country music and everybody for that matter. But yeah, I mean, obviously thinking about those people in these situations and saying prayers for their families, because man, that's something no one has to go through and then have to do it publicly is very difficult.
You're doggone right about that. So there you go. There's some, I know it's not the happiest upbeat Kevin James news, but we will get to some of those stupid stories coming up at 8 o'clock.
Perfect.
Don't worry.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know a whole lot, but I know work law. And in work law, I believe that Kevin did so much work yesterday, it actually gets you out of a day of
free
work.
Pass.
Kevin James.
Yeah, you try. You should get life comp days. When you do stuff really, really good, you get a comp day from your work life.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Which is actually why he's not here today.
That's actually true.
Yeah. At a comp day for his work life. Our listener letter today brought to you part by the Wheatland Bank. Let's take a listen and see how we can help.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, so you can get a hold of us two different ways for these. You can either send us a message on our Facebook page where we post all the letters. Every day, 7:20, we answer them. Facebook.com/Jay and Kevin Show. You can also email us like Addison did on the air at jayandkevin.com. On the air at jayandkevin.com. This one said, Dear Jay and Kevin, I've been hanging out with this guy for about a month and things are going great. He's been great to me, my friends, and my family. But now that he and I are getting pretty serious, a couple of my friends are telling me that the fact that he's in his late 20s with a part-time job getting between 30 and 40 hours a week is a red flag. I really like the guy, but I also respect my friend's opinion from the outside. I guess I'm looking for some perspective from you guys and maybe some of your Facebook friends that have been in a situation like this. Is it rude of me to ask about his future work plans a month into this, or will that ruin what we have going on right now? Thank you, Addison. And we are going to extend it past just the people on Facebook where we post these. Well, you guys chime in as well, 4410999.
Yep, you can also text him in at 434-8623. Some of the texts are 1 month in, way too soon to get that serious about asking those types of questions. Maybe more of 6 months, followed by this, just dump him. So I think we're going to get a couple different sides of the story here. We'll check on our Facebook and see how they're reacting. Michael, what do you think?
Hey, you know, number one, you know, speaking of the previous story about Granger Smith. Hmm. Maybe the guy likes what he does and he's really good at it.
Yeah.
And number two, I think a month is a little too short. As long as he's respectful to your family and your, you know, your friends, that's a good, you know, character says a lot.
Okay, so
yeah, it's kind of like we mentioned last week, Jay, with the people. We had the letter last week about the gal who was worried with the guy talking about being rude to servers.
Oh, waitresses and waiters.
And a lot of people, just said what Michael said, was like, your character is undeniable. Like, and it's gal, Addison, said that this guy's super great with her friends and family. That's a big deal.
Right, that is a big deal, yeah. So thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. This one says, Tim said on the text line, well, at least he has a job. And Addie said, I think maybe is he paying his bills? Is he getting done what he needs to get done without having to, you know, worry about somebody else stepping in to make a difference.
And a lot of people on Facebook, and you can go chime in there as well, mention, you know, what do you think? And it sounded like from her letter that she seems like she really likes him.
Right.
But I do like that she reached out, because here's the deal. I think a lot of times we get a lot of emails about relationship stuff, which is kind of fun, from people who want just like people who have been in relationships. Has something happened with you? Have you experienced this? Because you never know, especially when you're younger and you haven't done a whole lot of this.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to get some advice from people. And sometimes it's kind of nice. I know that a lot of times you get crucified on social media, but sometimes it is kind of nice to get perspective from people outside of your immediate friend and family group.
Right, right.
Because it's a little less biased
one way or the other.
And you don't have to take it if you don't want it. It's free. I mean,
that's actually even a better point. You don't have to look at your mom later in the face and go, yeah, not listening to
that's
you.
That's the thing with all the advice that you get on any social media or from us for that matter. It's like a funnel. You know, it goes in all, there's a whole bunch of it. And then whatever comes out, you decide. I mean, Samantha on Facebook said, you know, I don't think it's rude to ask. Maybe you could do it casually. Like, I mean, if it's really bothering you, you could always just say, so, I don't know, what do you feel like you want to do in 10 years? I mean, that's not rude. I wouldn't say it's rude. You're just curious, right?
Yeah. And I do think, I'm with you on that, Jay, because if you've been dating for like a month, you probably hang out a lot. You've probably got to the point where it's not just like the dinner's out and stuff. You probably get together and do a little like lighthearted dinner and hit that time to just kind of throw out, lob some generic questions, super generic questions.
Yeah.
You can figure stuff out. I enjoyed this. Rhonda on Facebook said, is a part-time job 30 to 40 hours a week?
Yeah, I thought that too.
I remember part-time is 20 to 27 hours a week, and full-time was 34 plus.
Yeah.
I agree with others. As long as his bills are paid and he has what he wants, it's not your business. Yeah, that's a lot. 30 to 40 hours. I thought that, I mean, if I worked 30 hours in a week, I would feel exhausted.
Do you think that at six? Okay. Do you think at 6 months it's more of a legitimate question? I mean, does the timing of the question have a lot to do with it? 1 month versus 6 months?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean, I do think at that point you're way into it. I think that, and I do. There are some people who have been chiming in who are like, "Oh, it's so early." I'm gonna go with what she said because she said it's getting like it's serious. So I know some people move a lot faster than other people, right?
For sure, yeah.
You do get some people who at 1 month are where a lot of other people are at in 4 months. So I do get that part where for her, she may feel like she's way into this. But I agree with the people who have said, you know, hey, you're early on. You're really early on. You've got a lot of time to figure this out. But I do think there is also that time where if it is something she's thinking about, at some point she's going to have to bring it up for just the peace of mind.
This one says, why can't you just be happy that you found someone that you like to be around?
Yeah.
This one says, you know, he's working. If he's paying his bills, don't worry about it. Kelly said communication's key. It's really important to start out on the right foot. This one just says, if it's bugging you, talk about it. If it's not bugging you, you're fine. Well, I mean, you know, if you're concerned about it, then maybe it's bugging you.
And we've had a lot of people say, you know, be careful, Addison. Money is one of the biggest causes of problems in a relationship. That can be something that a lot of people fight about. So I get where she's coming from, and I do get where like the friends and mom are coming from, who are kind of chiming in with her, like, "Hey, red flag."
Well, friends and mom always know everything,
don't they? Though.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning.
Whatever. Sometimes a real
the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And you know what? For her, we're gonna play this for her.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did Prefontaine have an Audi?
Kevin James.
Yes, he did.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you're a believer in the, you know, people die in threes and you're an aging rock star, you've got to be, you know, kind of looking over your shoulder. Eddie Money and Rick Ocasek in the last 3 days.
Okay, that's, who is Rick Ocasek?
Rick Ocasek would be the lead singer of Cars. Do you know any of their music?
I do know a little bit. I did not realize that he was the lead singer for that.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I mean, that's two pretty big, you know, rockers in literally in a matter of like 3 days. Kind of weird. All right. Well, we're going to give away some prizes here, brought to you in part by Banner Fuel.
Would you like a 4-pack of tickets to Silverwood Theme Park that are good for this coming up weekend, Community Appreciation Days? Now's your chance. We're going to be giving these away all week. 4-pack of tickets to Silverwood, good for this weekend. Today, you get to play some Wavelength with Jay Bird.
Let's play.
It's time to partner up with someone from the Friday
Morning Show.
Dig deep in their mind and find yourself on the same wavelength.
Slim and I were not on the same wavelength. We would have lost the game right there.
So here's how the game works. You'll call in. You're going to play with Jay. We'll do two rounds of Wavelength. The way the game Wavelength works, I give you a topic. You give me the top three things in your mind that fit that category. If your list matches Jay's list, you get 1 point. If you slot an item in the exact same spot as Jay, so if your number one answer both matches or number two answer both matches and so on, you get 2 points for that answer. In two rounds, there's 12 total possible points. You need to get 4 points to win the Silverwood tickets in two rounds.
All right.
4 points in two rounds. Find a contestant, and we'll get rocking and rolling.
Okay, 4410999. Wavelength also brought to you in part by Wheatland Bank. Hopefully, I'm thinking alike, whoever happens to get through. A lot of pressure on me, actually, now that I think about it.
All right, yeah, it is.
It's not on Brian. It's on me. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Oh.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Brian, here's the deal. We have got two topics, two categories for today. You need to get 4 points in two rounds total to win these Silverwood tickets. The first round has to do with kids' toys because today is National Play-Doh Day.
Oh.
This was the day Hasbro created the childhood staple. Play-Doh was originally a wallpaper cleaner, turned into a kid's toy, and now it's everywhere. Brian, outside of Play-Doh, what are the three most generic toys for kids? Outside of Play-Doh, what are the three most generic toys for kids? Jay is writing down his answers. We'll let you think of some in your head. Again, you're kind of trying to match Jay. Jay's kind of trying to match you. Brian, do you have a favorite coffee beverage in the morning?
White chocolate caramel.
Okay, so wow. Jay, I ask him that so you can kind of, you know. We don't know Brian.
Yeah,
you need to try to get on a wavelength with him.
Right.
Maybe that coffee order kind of helps you understand him a little more. All right, Jay, do you have your answers written down?
Yes.
The three most generic children's toys, not Play-Doh. Play-Doh cannot be one of them. That is just a kickoff to it. Brian, what are the three most common child toys?
Legos. Balls.
Wait, what was that one?
Balls? Like.
Yeah. Yep.
And blocks.
Okay, Jay, he has got Legos. He has got balls. He has got blocks.
I mean,
what are we going with?
It's going to be on me.
Okay.
For us not to be perfect, because I went ball one.
That's good for a point.
I went bike, and I should have gone blocks. I went. I know.
I don't know. No. You can't say you should have gone with blocks when bike's a great answer. But that's a great kid's toy. And then what's your final one?
Legos. Legos was third.
So that's 2 points. You're halfway there in the first round with one round to go. You're halfway there.
Okay, Brian, here we go. We can do this.
Bikes, by the way, though, are like the greatest.
It's just overlooked as a toy, though, because it's more of, you know, it's, I don't know.
And
I like blocks better.
You had the one toy that I think all the parents are cheering for because they're like, oh, Jay's toy got the kids out of the house.
The bike, yeah.
Legos,
yeah.
They're staying inside. Blocks, they're staying inside. Balls, I guess, you know, take this in the backyard. A bike, goodbye.
I was going to just list my three favorite when I was growing up. It was bike, brother, and dirt. I didn't know if we'd match.
Play-Doh Day is today, National Play-Doh Day today. You guys have to try to get 2 points here in this final round of Wavelength today. National Play-Doh Day again today. It celebrates the day that Hasbro made this into a toy instead of wallpaper cleaner, which I think is hilarious.
That's great.
That's what it was at first. Wallpaper cleaner.
Household products as toys.
I think we've all played with Play-Doh at one point or another. Boys, the three most common shapes you're going to make with Play-Doh, or just objects. The three most common things you're going to make, you get a thing of Play-Doh. What are you making? It's time for you to think like a kid. When you were a kid and you were given that lump of Play-Doh, what did you fashion it into? Top three of those right now. What did you fashion your Play-Doh into? I think my nieces and nephew now fashion it into every single nook and cranny of my sister's house.
Oh,
it is amazing
terrible.
How they have Play-Doh at the table and the places you find Play-Doh.
After they're done.
What?
Like
how?
Inside your ear,
you
hair.
You were at the kitchen table playing with Play-Doh, and I just went upstairs, and underneath the sink, there is a glob of Play-Doh.
Yeah. Did it blow up? I mean, what happened there?
All right, Brian. Jay is locked in with his answers. What are the three shapes? What are the three things you fashioned Play-Doh into as a kid?
Food.
People.
And, dang it, I just had this. Food, people, and animals.
Food, people, animals. Jay, those are the three answers he has. Jay is locked in with his. Oh, what do you got?
I was more specific with my answers than Brian was. I think we're okay. I did stick man.
That's good for a point.
Okay.
That's going to be people.
Then I did dog.
That's animal.
And snake.
Okay, I'm dog and snake. Snake is number. Snake should be number one.
Yeah,
by the way,
I know.
Snake should be.
Well,
number
I mean, you
one.
Just roll it out.
Snake
I mean, there
is
it is
the go-to move by parents. It's like, oh, I don't really want to play Play-Doh, so here's a snake. There you go.
Well, dog's second. I'm
oh,
telling
there's
you.
There's a hot dog. There you go.
Yeah, right.
There's another snake. Now I'll wind it a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, Stickman so also pretty easy. I mean, yeah. Honestly, I mean, you know,
boys, that's going to be a couple points, and that is going to give you the 4 points needed.
Yes.
Brian to win Wavelength today, the Play-Doh edition of the game. I always, and Brian, we'll get you a 4-pack of tickets. We'll be giving these away all week. 4-pack of tickets to Silverwood, good for this weekend. Community Appreciation Days out there at Silverwood. For those that didn't win,
congrats, Brian.
You can go to silverwoodthemepark.com, figure out the deals this week. This weekend, you save up to $18 on admission.
Oh, wow.
General admission tickets will be also giving money to local food banks. So it's a really cool weekend out at Silverwood. There's always one dad. It's never mom. There's always the one dad who plays with Play-Doh who decides they need to, for hilarious sake, make a difference between Stickman and Stickwoman. Every one of us has that friend who just never grew up, and it's like, hey, I'm playing with Play-Doh with my little kid. Let me take a picture on my phone. I made a Stickwoman.
Okay. I also originally said ball, and then because I was like, well, that, you know, you just take it out and you make a ball. But then I'm like, no, that's not really making anything. That's just pulling it out of the container and kind of rolling around a little bit. But, you know, someone on the text line is right. Bracelet should also be up there.
Oh, bracelet's great.
Bracelet's an easy one.
The other thing I love with kids in Play-Doh, they have those beautiful, like, Play-Doh colors. They're great. Play-Doh does a great job with, like, vibrant colors that maybe last for what? 3 minutes before the kid's like, look, I could combine these two colors in brown.
Yep.
Jay, Kevin, and Slim in the morning. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
And you know what you can make brown Play-Doh look like?
Yeah. Oh, a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna
That's
say.
The same guy who makes a stick woman.